New Zealand rugby has gone backwards since South Africa left Super Rugby. That's the view of a former All Black, an opinion I happen to share. And today you are going to get a front row seat as I delve into what was said, why I concur, and describe how Kiwi rugby could be in big, big trouble going forward. All Blacks great and now TV commentator Murray Mexted says New Zealand players have got worse since we left to join the URC. The effect of that has also meant that Scottish, Italian, Welsh and Irish players have improved. And yes, it might not be obvious just yet, i.e. Wales, but over time you will see improvements. And again, not necessarily in all of them, but I think you get my point. A reminder of how this all came about. In 2020, during the COVID lockdowns, Super Rugby was first postponed and then cancelled. The tournament was then reinvented. So, for example, the South African teams played only against each other, and it was called Super Rugby Unlocked. The New Zealand sides also only played against each other, for example. But that was also their cue to basically kick us out of Super Rugby. Let's be very clear about this. South Africa didn't leave Super Rugby. New Zealand and Australia chased us out. And that's one of the reasons I have zero sympathy for them. I don't want to hear about how they miss us, or how they want us back, or how their players need to come up against our physicality regularly between February and July in order to make the All Blacks, and to a lesser extent the Wallabies, better prepared for the Rugby Championship. Boo-hoo. Cry me a river. The fact is that the travel and time differences worked heavily against South Africa. It is well documented that traveling east messes with your body clock. Traveling west is considerably easier. So the traveling doesn't actually balance out. It is always a net positive for the Kiwis and the Aussies, and a net negative for us. Okay, but I'm sure you'd like to know what Mexted had to say. Here it is. We've got to look at our own competition here. It's terrible losing the South African teams. We lose something down under when the South Africans play in the Northern Hemisphere, and the Northern Hemisphere gains something. So they gain a stronger competition because you've got to beat those South African sides. The average player gets better, and it's the same thing in reverse in New Zealand. I don't think we can carry on with the present format. I think we need to introduce something else from the Pacific Ocean. Interesting what Mexted said there about what the Northern Hemisphere sides gain. I actually sat on a flight a while ago with a URC team. I won't tell you who the team was, but one of the players was a Kiwi, and I asked him about the differences between Super Rugby and the URC. He told me they're both very tough, but the difference is probably the South African teams. When we were in Super Rugby, that was better than the URC. Now that we are in the URC, that is stronger than Super Rugby. And that's coming from a professional player who has played in Super Rugby as well as in the URC. Mexted is not the only ex-All Black who feels this way, by the way. Stephen Donald, Israel Dagg and Ma Nonu have also expressed the desire to have us back. Here's what Nonu told a podcast. I think the top 14, that's the French league, remember, edges Super Rugby two notches. For one, you've got the best players in the world in that competition. I hadn't mentioned the Prem and the URC because I haven't played there, but I would say they come second and third, or maybe second equal. Super Rugby is still good footy. Footy is what the New Zealanders sometimes use as a nickname for rugby. Because you've got the Australian and Kiwi players, but they haven't got the exposure to all the other players from other countries. South Africa have hit the jackpot. They left because of Sanzar, but their teams have gotten better and better. The Stormers played the first year in the URC and won the competition. Super Rugby's maybe suffering. I don't know how long it's going to be around. The level's still there, but I believe the top 14 is ahead. So there you have it, folks. not just my potentially biased opinion, but actual All Blacks saying that their rugby is going backwards because we are not part of Super Rugby anymore. Now, there is a part of me that wants to say, long may it continue. I'm not interested in assisting New Zealand with their rugby. They are our rivals, our greatest and fiercest rivals. And to be sure, it's the greatest rivalry in rugby and one of the best rivalries in all of sport. I love it. I love the tension of a Springboks All Blacks test match.
Next carry just a meter short, then Williams!
Nothing compares to it. I respect this rivalry. I respect this rivalry so much that I do not want to give them an inch.
The Denmark's with ball in hand. On the floor there. Gets away.
And the reality is that South Africa brought the bulk of the TV audience to Super Rugby. But the monies were not split proportionately. What that in effect meant is that we were bankrolling the All Blacks and the Wallabies. And I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in doing that. Not one bit. They can finance themselves. And to that end, they're in trouble. The All Blacks private equity deal is not a good one. And their main jersey sponsor, Ineos, has also withdrawn. So bleak times ahead for New Zealand, perhaps. That said, I don't want to see them fall from grace, like say the West Indies did in cricket, or Uruguay in football. Uruguay won two of the first four World Cups and have won 15 Copa Americas. But even the staunchest fan in Montevideo will tell you their team has virtually no chance of winning the World Cup these days. Or ever again. And also, don't forget, we get more TV revenue ourselves by playing in the URC and the Champions Cup. Don't forget that that money is coming to us as pounds and euros, not rands. And we're not leeching either, because we actually contribute a significant TV audience. Our numbers would be similar to England and France. So believe me when I tell you, they like having us there. So what do you think? Do you think leaving Super Rugby was a mistake? Perhaps we should go back. Or maybe you like the fact that the Kiwis miss us, want us back, but have no choice but to fend for themselves. Let me know what you think in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to quickly tell you about my Patreon page. It's an opportunity for you to help me out. If you like the work that I do, well, you know what? I would love to do this full time. I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under on a daily basis. But I'll need some support. You can sign up to become one of my patrons. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Zimbabwean dollars. And what will you get in return for your contribution? Well, you can get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite rugby player. You can get a quarterly Zoom call with me where we can discuss Springbok news and information, match tactics, anything you like, really. You can also get discounts on my upcoming merch store. And you can even stand the chance to win yourself Springbok match day tickets, as well as the brand new James Small biography that is coming out in the coming months. So if that sounds like something that you'd like to do and you'd want to support me, head on over to my Patreon page. The link is in the description area below. As I say, it starts from as little as $5 and it goes all the way up to $100, depending on what you want to give me and depending on what you'd like to receive. And in advance, I thank you very much and I look forward to your company next time.